Now, friends, I want you to notice another description of heaven. Notice in Revelation 21, verse 1, the Bible tells us, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Now, friends, I have to be honest. When I first heard and read this, I was a little bit disappointed. Because being born and raised in these beautiful islands, I'm sure you can relate. I love the ocean. I love the sea. The ocean is the playground. Is that right? I love catching the waves and cliff diving and cliff jumping and cave diving and all of these things. Oh, it's so much fun. Can you relate? The sea, just scuba diving and exploring the creatures of the ocean. Oh, friends, the ocean is a wonderful gift from God. But when I read that in heaven there is no more sea, I was like, God, why? Why not? What's wrong with the sea? And here's the reason, friends. There is going to be a sea of glass, and so we're going to go surfing, John. We're going to catch some waves on the sea of glass. But we're not going to have a vast sea like we have here in this world. Here's the reason why. Do you know where the vast ocean came from? From a worldwide flood that came as a result of sin. And friends, the reason why there is no more sea in heaven, because the sea separates us from one another. You see, right now I live in California. My family lives on Oahu. I miss them so much. God has planted me there for a time, for this time. And I want to see my grandparents and my parents and my little brother. But I can't see them whenever I want. Why? Because we're separated from a vast ocean. But friends, in heaven, no more sea. No more separation. I've been to Africa a few times. Met the family of God, the people of God there, established wonderful relationships, taking pictures and just fellowship with each other because of our faith in Jesus. We're connected as brothers and sisters, and I miss them, and I want to see them, but I can't because we're separated by a vast ocean. So too in India, so too in Japan and Malaysia and Indonesia, some of these other countries that God has allowed us to go to. I miss the people of God there, and Facebook is not enough. I want to see them. I want to shake their hands. I want to embrace. I want to talk and converse, but we can't do it because I'm separated by a sea. Tomorrow and the next day, we're going to go back to California. And I'm going to miss you folks. I'm not going to be able to see you like I have every single night. We're going to miss each other. We can't see each other. Why? Because we're separated by a vast sea. But friends in heaven, here's the good news, folks. No more sea because there's no more separation. What brings separation? Sin. Separates us from God. And it separates us from each other. But friends, don't worry. We say goodbye in this world. But in heaven, no more sea. No more separation. It's going to be a great family reunion. Amen. And friends, can you imagine some of the reunions that will take place in heaven? Can you imagine the reunion of King David and Uriah the Hittite? That's going to be pretty interesting. Amen. God is going to work it out though. Amen. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, just read the story. King David and Uriah the Hittite. That's going to be an amazing reunion. Can you imagine the reunion of Adam and the second Adam, Jesus Christ? Wow, that's going to be awesome. I can imagine the reunion of, how about this one? How about the reunion of Paul, the Apostle Paul, and Stephen, the deacon? Friends, you remember that story? Paul was the one that was responsible for the stoning of Stephen. Stephen spilt his blood. He died as a martyr because by the hands of the Apostle Paul. And friends, that testimony of his martyrdom is what actually converted the Apostle Paul. He could not get the face of Stephen out of his mind. He could not ignore it. And this is what caused the conversion of Paul. And Paul was the one that wrote most of the New Testament. He was a soul winner. And friends, we have the New Testament that has shown us the way of salvation in very clear ways. And so here's what I imagine in heaven. I imagine Stephen entering into the kingdom, and Jesus is there and places a golden crown upon Stephen's brow. And Stephen takes off the crown, and he looks at the crown. It's filled with glittering stars. And he asks Jesus, where did all these stars come from? Friends, do you know what the stars represent in the crowns that Jesus will give us? All the souls that are saved in God's kingdom because of your influence. All the people that you had a part in leading to Christ is symbolized by a star in your crown. Brothers and sisters, I want to have a lot of stars in my crown. How about you? I want to give back to Jesus a crown full of stars, full of people that have been won to him. And Stephen is going to take off this crown. He's going to see all these stars. Where did all these stars come from? Because you remember, he only lived a few years before he was martyred when the New Testament church was founded. 3.5 years after the resurrection, Stephen was stoned. And so how is it that he could have so much influence over all of these people? Where did all these stars come from, Jesus? And then you know what Jesus would do, I believe? He will point to the gate. Stephen looks. And through the gates, he sees the Apostle Paul walking in with multitudes of people behind him. Because you see, Stephen's witness converted Paul, and Paul's witness has converted millions. But it all is traced back to Stephen, because Stephen was the original one that won Paul, that won millions of other people. And so, friends, when they embrace, that's a sight to behold. I want to be right there when Stephen and Paul meet together. Can you say amen? But friends, when you think about the reunions in heaven, the main reunion that I want, the main person that I want to see Jesus. I want to look into his face. I want to look into his eyes. I want to put my hands in his scars. And I want to thank my God for what he's done for me. I want to see Jesus. How about you? And then after seeing Jesus, you know who I want to see? I want to see my family, of course. And then after I see my family, you know who I want to see after that? The faces I'm going to look for after are these faces. Look at that handsome face. These are the faces I'm going to look for in heaven. These people. You who have come to these meetings. I want to see Jesus. I want to see my loved ones. Then I'm going to look for you, friends. Those of us, those of you who have been coming to these meetings, when learning the truth of God's word, I'm going to look for you. Friends, can you imagine the joy we will have when we unite back together, when we're reunited in God's kingdom? I can't wait to see you, folks. These are the people that I'm going to look for. We've established wonderful relationships here in these past 4 weeks. And now tonight, we're going to have to say goodbye. But not forever. Just see you later. We'll meet again. Can't wait to see Auntie Margaret, Uncle Rob in God's kingdom. You're going to be there, right, Uncle Rob? Auntie Margaret? You're going to be there by God's grace. Thank you so much for all that you've done. Can't wait to see Brother Mike. Sister Kathy, we'll look for you folks in heaven. You're going to be the right, Brother Michael. We're going to talk about theology in heaven, amen? We're going to get all the right answers and understand all the things that God has shared with us. I can't wait to see Christina and Gilbert in heaven. You're going to be the right, Gilbert? Look at him. You're going to be the right? By God's grace, I'm going to miss you, my friend. You're sitting right here, coming to the meetings. It's going to be a wonderful reunion. I can't wait to see Auntie Twinkle and Uncle Keoki. Kayla, by God's grace, we'll see each other again. And Brother Glenn and Sister Diane, they're going to be in heaven, right? Sister Diane, baptized today. Uncle Glenn, you're going to be baptized soon, right? You're going to be there, right, Diane? How about it, Glenn? Glenn, you're going to be there? By God's grace, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait to see Uncle Jimmy and Auntie Sandy. Look at their smiling faces. We're Uncle Jimmy tonight. Uncle Jimmy, you're going to be there, right? Auntie Sandy? Thank you so much for letting us borrow your truck. We really appreciate that. Saved us a lot of money. Don't worry, in heaven I'll let you borrow my golden chariot. Amen. I can't wait to see Brother Joseph, Brother Jody, our faithful parking attendant angels, amen, our guardians of the parking lot. Faithfully out there every single night. Brother Joseph, thank you, my brother. I love you. I'm going to see you in heaven, right? By God's grace. We'll see each other again. Wesley and Brandy. Can't wait to see them. Oh, friends, I'm going to miss you folks. I'm going to miss Valerie and Siosi. I'm going to look for their faces. This wonderful couple baptized this afternoon a new life in Jesus. They're going to be in God's kingdom by God's grace. At the vow tonight. Siosi, they're going to be there. We're going to look for them. We're going to look for Sister Vi. You're going to be the right, sister. I was blessed by your testimony. Praise God for the victory that you've won. You have been free in Jesus. Continue to hold on to the freedom, my sister. By God's grace, if you never see me again, if I never see you again, meet you in heaven with your family. Amen. Oh, it's going to be so sweet. I can't wait to see the Philano family. Good German and Auntie Evangeline, thank you so much for making that good Filipino food. Oh, man, they invited us over. They was must have been cooking all week long. They made some good food. Where's Uncle German tonight? Auntie Evangeline, you folks can be there, right? Amen? We're going to have some good banana lumpia in heaven. Amen? It'll grow right off the tree. I can't wait, friends. I can't wait to see Uncle Joey and then Auntie Johnette and Cliven and Covey. Thank you so much for inviting us to your home. Where are you tonight? Where are they at? Thank you so much for your hospitality. We really appreciate you showing us that beautiful waterfall. And we're able to jump off some waterfalls in heaven together. How about it, Uncle Joey? Does that sound like a plan? It's going to be wonderful. And maybe you can help me build my dream house in the country. We'll do it together. Amen. Oh, I can't wait to see Chelsea and the family. Chelsea getting baptized today. Where's Chelsea at? Where is she? Not here, but she's going to be in heaven. Amen? Amen. I can't wait to see John and Eugene getting baptized today. God has rescued you from the life of sin, and he's given you a new beginning. Praise God. God had answered prayers. And seeing you get baptized today, oh, the joy that fills our souls to see people saved. Oh, Brother Eugene, you're going to be there, right? By God's grace. Sister John, how about you? Friends, please don't be missing. I can't wait to see Auntie Lily and LaSala there in God's kingdom. Where's Auntie Lily tonight? Why are you hiding for? Don't hide in heaven, amen? I can't wait to see Uncle Ray and Auntie Dolly and the family. Oh, they made some good food as well. Praise the Lord. Oh, it was sweet fellowship. Thank you so much, Uncle Ray and Auntie Dolly. Where are they tonight? Thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you so much for your love and your support of these meetings. I can't wait to see all of these faces. Friends, I wish I could put all your faces on the screen. I know that I can't put all of your faces, but don't worry. God is not going to forget your face. By God's grace, I'm going to look for you. Looking for Auntie Lorian and Uncle Rod and Auntie Diane. By God's grace, you're going to be there, right? In heaven together. Oh, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait to see Brother Levi, Uncle Tim, getting baptized today. Where's Levi at? You're going to be there, right, my brother? And in heaven, you're going to teach me how to windsurf. Amen? Amen? We go windsurfing on the sea of glass. Sound like a plan, Levi? And with your friends, you're going to be there, right, sisters? Oh, friends, heaven is going to be a beautiful place, but it's just not going to be the same if some of you are not there. It's not going to be the same. If we're not all there together, I can't wait to see Uncle Ramon. Thank you so much. Where's Uncle Ramon? Thank you so much for letting Brother Archie use your truck. We really appreciate that. That has been a blessing. By God's grace, we'll see this beloved family. Auntie Elaine and Uncle Murray and Susan, Brother John. Thank you so much for cooking some great bread, Sister Susan, some nice cakes, healthy ones too. And in heaven, I'm going to learn how to cook bread. I'm going to bring you some in heaven. Amen. Auntie Elaine, Uncle Murray, thank you so much for mentoring my wife. And perhaps if it was not for your mentorship and support, maybe I would have never met her. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise God. We love you, folks. And by God's grace, we'll see you again. If not in this world, in God's eternal kingdom. Oh, I love this family. Amen. This whole family getting baptized today. Sister Chelsea and Roslyn and Uncle Wilfred and Auntie Charlie. Oh, we love you so much. God has led you to this place. You are our family. And by God's grace, if I never see you again, you're going to be in heaven, right, Auntie Charlie? How about Uncle Wilfred? Amen. Chelsea? Rosalind? Sister? By God's grace, let us pray that we will all be there. May not one person be missing. Heaven together is what it's all about. Sister Johanna is going to be there, right? Johanna? She's going to be there by God's grace. I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss this family. Brother John and Sister Maddie and Sister Gina. Brother Mark. The family. Having perfect attendance. Working throughout the day, but coming to the meetings. smiling at me on the way out, shaking my hand, giving me hugs, all of you folks. Oh, I'm going to miss you. Sister Maddie getting baptized today. Oh, what a beautiful experience to see the tears, to see Jesus prevail in your life. Keep letting him work, sister. And by God's grace, you're going to be the right. How about a John? How about a Gina? Auntie Jeannie? All of you in heaven together is what it's all about, Kehlani. Getting baptized today, God bless you, young lady. God has a mighty plan for your life. And Sister Mary Jane, getting baptized today. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. We love you, folks. We're going to miss you. Please, don't be missing. Oh, it's going to break my heart if these people are not there. But they're going to be there by God's grace. Auntie Lillian. Auntie Lillian. The last one to leave every night. She lingers in this place. You know, such a joy to see her get baptized today. 82 years old. Baptized. She's a babe. Amen. Keep moving forward, Auntie Lillian. Auntie Judy. How about Aunt Judy? You're going to keep coming, right? Uncle Peter. Oh, Uncle Peter. With that smile on his face. I'm going to miss you, Uncle Peter. I'm going to miss you. And if I never see you again in this world, you're going to be there, right? Don't be missing. Let's make sure we go to heaven together, friends. And my three ladies here, sitting in front of my face every night. Auntie Margaret, Auntie Mel, and Auntie Lehua. Getting baptized today. Oh, what a joy. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. That was a beautiful song you sang. Margaret, you're going to be in heaven, right? With a brand new body. How about Auntie Lehua? Auntie Mel, it's been a pleasure looking at you in front of my face every single night. Taking furious notes. Oh, friends, these are faithful sisters. Amen. By God's grace, we'll see them in God's kingdom. I can't wait to see Auntie Arlene and Uncle Henry. Where's Auntie Arlene tonight? Uncle Henry. You're going to be there, right, Uncle Henry? You're going to be there, right? By God's grace. Auntie Arlene, how about it? In heaven together. And Uncle Henry, I'm going to ask you and Uncle Joey to help me build my house in heaven. It's going to be wonderful. Amen? Thank you so much for all you've done to support us. I will look for your face in that eternal kingdom. I can't wait to see these sisters, this Bible, Auntie Eleanor's Bible study group. Amen? Dorothy and Katz and Sister Kathleen, all of you folks just sitting right here. Oh, it's been a pleasure. I wish I had the time to get to know each one of you even more. We're coming to an end tonight. Parting ways. But let's make sure we spend time together in heaven. Amen? And my beloved Sister Kathleen, I met Kathleen on the plane when I came here in April in preparation for these meetings. I sat right next to Kathleen, had no idea who she was. And I was reading the Bible, and she started up a conversation. We began to witness and share together. And I got her email address, and I sent her the invitation. It so happens that she is friends with Auntie Eleanor, and she has come every single night. And she's made a decision to go all the way and to embrace this final end time message and be baptized. Oh, Sister Kathleen, I'm so grateful for the divine appointment that God has allowed our paths to cross. And sister, if I never see you again, you're going to be in heaven, right? Amen. Amen. Heaven together, folks. Uncle Junior and Auntie Emily and Braden and Hefo, this family, thank you so much for housing Archie. Really appreciate that, hospitality. Uncle Junior, where's Uncle Junior tonight? Auntie Emily, thank you so much for your prayers and for your good food. We really appreciate it. I don't know if you can tell, we like to eat, amen? Can't wait to see each one of you. Oh, I wish I could put all your faces, but I can't wait to see Uncle Sat. Auntie Angie, our faithful head elder. Auntie Angie and Uncle Sat is going to be in God's kingdom by God's grace. Where is Uncle Sat? Where are you, Saturnino? Why are you hiding from me? Heaven together. Amen, Uncle Sat. By God's grace, I can't wait to see Kimo and Tasha. I can't wait to see Auntie Dawn, Marion, it's been a pleasure fellowshipping every day during our worship, Seeing you baptized today at the dawn, praise the Lord, God is going to work in the lives of your children and your husband. You just keep being faithful to Jesus. Keep moving forward, and you folks are going to be there, right? Heaven together, friends. That's what it's all about. Oh, I can't wait to see this family in heaven. Oh, Uncle Terry and Uncle Carrie, Joshua and Caleb, the two good spies. Uncle Terry, it was such a joy to see you get baptized today. He is such a faithful servant of the Lord, coming early every night and leaving late every night. He is here, friends. You don't see what he's doing, but he's behind the scenes making sure everything is perfect. Making sure the sound is good and making sure that I have everything I need. They're filling up my water bottle, my glass of water. He's the one that does it. Uncle Terry, I love you, brother. I have to be honest, when I first met Uncle Terry, I was a little bit afraid of him. Because he had these t-shirts that said, "I just don't listen." And he had these t-shirts that said, "If something's wrong, I didn't do it." And so he was a little bit intimidating. Retired cop, you know. But I love you, my brother. He's just a big teddy bear, amen. Uncle Terry, you're going to be in heaven, right, brother? By God's grace, he's going to be there. And Joshua and Caleb and Tikari, heaven together is what it's all about. Oh, I can't wait to see this couple. Uncle Danny and Delora, thank you so much for your hospitality and your prayers and everything you've done. I'm going to miss you folks. Hopefully we get to see each other again. Keep moving forward in faith. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being faithful. And if I don't see you again, meet you in the kingdom. Amen. You'll be there, right, Uncle Daddy? Delora, heaven together is what it's all about. I can't wait to see this couple. Sister Clarissa and John John. I went to church with John John. Many years when I first came to church, there John was in Waianae. Our mothers are friends. I haven't seen him in years. But praise God that Lord allowed our paths to cross and you've come. And both of you have made a decision to begin anew with Christ. Keep moving forward, my brother. He stood up for the Sabbath recently and God blessed him, got the Sabbath off. He was a little bit afraid at first, but he went to his employer and said, "I just can't do it anymore. I must honor my Creator on the Sabbath." And God blessed him and honored him. He worked it out, didn't he, John? He's going to take care of you and your family. Keep being faithful, my brother. Keep moving forward. By God's grace, meet you in the kingdom. Amen. And then we'll go bodyboarding in the sea of glass. Amen. With the little ones, Marley and Michaela. Oh, such beautiful angels. Oh, friends, I can't wait to meet all the team that came, the Revelation of Hope team, all of these volunteers, these that have worked so hard in these meetings that have come. I can't wait to see my brother Jason in heaven. He's going to be there by the grace of God. And by the way, he was the first one that told me he should come to Maui. He told me that a long time ago. And here we are, by God's grace. He worked it out. Where's brother Jason? Where's Jason? Thank you so much, Jason, for letting us use your car. We love you, brother. By God's grace, we're going to see them. And this wonderful media production team, these brothers behind the cameras every single night. And friends, it takes a lot of patience. Brother James, right here. Brother Luis, right here. And Brother John, right here. They're the twins right there. And then this guy has another twin that's right back here. And I want to thank you, brothers, so much for working so hard, because I know it takes a lot of patience to record me, because I preach a long time. And even tonight, we're going a long time. Don't worry, we're almost finished. These brothers are working so hard to make these messages available to the world. God bless you. God bless you. I praise the Lord for James and John, the sons of thunder, waving those signs every single night. Amen. You enjoy those signs? Now that position is probably not the most desirable position to be in, but they were faithful in doing it. Amen? And I can't wait to see Sister Terry and Kathleen and Elise in God's kingdom. These that have been so faithful in the children's program. Praise the Lord for them taking care of the little ones. Can you say amen? And our singers, our musicians, Jackie and Josh, they left already. But don't worry, friends. You're going to see them again. They're going to be in heaven. And my brother BJ, you're going to be there, right? BJ was converted in this exact meeting in 2009, and he's never left. Amen. Keep being faithful, my brother. Keep putting him first. God will take care of all the details. Keep being faithful. We'll meet you in heaven. And I can't wait to see, oh, Tony and Lisa. We missed you when you went on that cruise, though. But we're so grateful the Lord brought you to this place. Welcome you into our family, and by God's grace, we'll see you in heaven. Amen? Oh, I'm not going to miss this family. Sean and Heather and little Isaiah. Oh, we had such a wonderful fellowship together that one time, and hearing your story, how God had saved your life and rescued you from that terrible accident, how the Lord brought you together and gave you this precious son, Isaiah, the gospel prophet. Isaiah, you're going to be in heaven, right, buddy? You gonna slide down the giraffe's neck? That's gonna be fun, huh? How about it, Sean? Heather, keep moving forward. Keep being faithful. Keep coming. We look forward to your baptism in the very near future. To embrace you. Oh, and I can't wait to see Jeff and Brianna. Baptized together today. They're so handsome and beautiful, aren't they? And that was the first proposal in my meeting I ever experienced. Praise the Lord. I'm going to miss you guys. I really am with all my heart. I miss you, Jeff. Brianna, I wish I could be there to witness the exchanging of your vows. I wish you could be there. But it's going to be recorded in heaven. I'll watch the videotape when I get to heaven. But keep moving forward. By God's grace, I'll see you there. You're going to be there, right, Jeff? Brianna, we pray that your family will be there as well. Yeah. Oh, and I can't wait to see my brother Jason and sister Arnell. Yeah. It's beautiful faces. Yeah. Baptized today. She almost threw away the flyer, friends. Yeah. She had it in her hands over the trash can. It was going to be thrown away. The Holy Spirit convicted her, and she heard the voice of the shepherd calling her. Jason did not want to come at first. But lo and behold, they have come every single night. God bless you. I love you, folks. I'm going to miss you guys. But if I never see you again, you're going to be there, right? Heaven together is what it's all about, folks. I wish I could put all your faces. Oh, and my beloved mother-in-law baptized today. Oh, that was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. We've been praying for Mom all the time, every day. And we wish we could be here in Hawaii to do more, to help out more. We miss our mom. Wish we could see her. Separated by an ocean. But soon the ocean is going to be no more, Mom. By God's grace, if tomorrow doesn't come, if an accident takes place, Mom, you're going to be in heaven, right? By the grace of God, she will be there, and all our aunties, all our Tongan aunties, all in heaven together, speaking one language, amen? It might just be Tongan, who knows? And my beloved brother, little Micah. Oh, I pray for this child. Micah, I wish I could be here, man. Spend time with you. And a lot of times I feel guilty being in California when you're here by yourself. I want you to know, Micah, I love you, man, with all my heart. My prayer for you is that one day you'll be like the prophet Micah, a man of God, preaching his word, leading souls to Jesus. Micah, my little brother, we're 19 years apart, same mom and dad. It was a surprise. But Micah, are you going to be in heaven, buddy? I can't hear you, bro. Amen. Brother Powell, faithful worker. Thank you so much, brother, for all you do. Our little brother, keep being faithful. He wants to be like Uriah the Hittite, a faithful man of God. I can't wait to meet Uriah. That's going to be awesome, huh? He wants to name his son Uriah the Hittite. You didn't know I knew that, did you? Wati told me. Paul, you going to be there, right? Thank you so much for your faithfulness. I can't wait to see Teresa and Yuani. Here's the pastor of our team and this little darling girl, Isabel. Where's Yuani and Teresa? Where are they? Oh, they might be sleeping already, but that's all right. They're going to be in heaven by God's grace. And I can't wait to see my brother Archie. Look at this, brother. Faithful Bible worker, thank you so much, brother. I know that I've given you lots to do. And you put an all-nighter probably last night, and the next couple of days you're probably going to crash. I thank you, my brother, for your faithfulness. Keep moving forward, man. It's been a pleasure working with you. Hopefully we'll be able to work with each other again. But if not, heaven is just around the corner. And I can't wait to see Pastor Juan and Mrs. Rivera in God's kingdom. Where's Pastor Juan? There he is. There's the guy. There he is, friends. Oh, Pastor Juan, thank you so much for the privilege of coming and ministering to this flock and allowing me to stand behind this pulpit. You folks are in good hands, friends. You have a pastor that is a man after God's own heart. And Pastor Juan, Mrs. Rivera, where's Mrs. Rivera? Where is she at? Oh, she's praying. Praise the Lord. Pastor Juan, you're going to be in heaven, right? I mean, come on. If anyone's going to be there, you're going to be there, right? You're going to be there? The pastor's going to heaven, folks. I'm going to look for your faces. Tonight, I want to share with you the words of the Apostle Paul, who said this. Now I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Friends, in this past 4 weeks, I've poured out my heart and soul. I've shared with you all I could in these past 4 weeks. And friends, here's the reality. Tomorrow is not promised. It's not a guarantee that you will ever see this face again. And it's not a guarantee that I'll ever see your face again. But let's pray that we will be able to see it in God's kingdom. Look for me and my wife. By the grace of God, we promise that we will be there to rejoice with you. We will shake hands and fellowship together. Please pray for us. And we'll do the same for you. No more sea, no more separation. I want to be there. How about you? And notice what else the Bible says concerning heaven. Don't worry, friends. We're almost finished. In Isaiah 66, 22 and 23, the Bible says, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Make sure your name remains. And then it says, it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says the Lord. Friends, do you realize that we're going to be meeting every single Sabbath in heaven? Amen. And so if I don't see you again in this world, I'll meet you on the Sabbath day at the throne of God. How about that? And not only will we meet every Sabbath, but it says that from every new moon. Now, friends, how often is a new moon? Once a month, right? And so not only are we going to meet every Sabbath, but we're going to meet once a month in heaven at the throne of God. Now, friends, think about it. What happens once a month in heaven that would cause us to gather together? What happens every single month? A fresh batch of fruit on the tree of life. Can you say amen? And so if I don't see you again, I'll meet you at the tree of life, brothers and sisters. And those of you who've come faithfully to these meetings, those of you who have surrendered your hearts to Jesus and have bowed down before the righteous King in heaven, these who have made a covenant with God by sacrifice, these who've had a new beginning today and have tasted the sweetness of Jesus and have experienced the joy of full salvation, these faces, these souls, these precious individuals, one day, each one of them are going to stand where angels walk. Look at this. What memories. What joy. God has answered prayers. He has saved lives. And these individuals, one day, I'm going to stand before the throne of God to praise Jesus throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, every Sabbath at the throne of God. And friends, in Sabbath, on Sabbath in heaven, I'm not going to preach. Jesus is going to preach. Amen? And the Revelation Hall singers are not going to do the music. The angels will sing and we will join them in the chorus. And then I can imagine in heaven as God the Father comes and he silences the great throng before him. And now it's God's turn to sing. We're singing to him. Now he hushes us. And now he begins to sing over us. The Bible says in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with. Can you imagine hearing God sing for you? The thunderous bass. Our friends, God probably sings every single harmony all at the same time. Is that right? And God will sing over his redeemed. And in heaven, we're not going to need a microphone or a projector, because the Bible says, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, face to face with Jesus Christ. Oh, friends, I want to see Jesus. How about you? Friends, remember, heaven is not heaven because of the beautiful mansions or the streets of gold or the pearly gates. Heaven is not heaven because of the tree of life and the water of life and because we're going to be able to pet the animals. Heaven is not heaven because of these things. Heaven is only heaven because Jesus is there. You see, if Jesus was not there, it would not be heaven. He's going to be the joy and the rejoicing of heaven, because the definition of the word heaven is the place where God dwells, and we will walk in the light of his countenance. And friends, as the young grow up and as the old grow young, we will be with him, the one that made us and redeemed us and saved us by his grace. Friends, when you think of heaven, let your mind soar. Let your imagination go. And even after that, realize that the Bible says that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who... Friends, it's going to be far better than anything we can ever imagine. It's going to be wonderful. And the great controversy tells us, human language is inadequate to describe the reward of the righteous. It will be known only to those who behold it. Friends, you just have to see it to believe it. You got to look upon it with your own eyes. No finite mind can comprehend the glory of the paradise of God. Friends, Maui is beautiful, but it is ugly compared to what God is preparing for us. I want to go to heaven. How about you? And friends, if you're planning on going to heaven by God's grace, let me hear you say amen. But here's the question: how can we go to heaven? What enables us to enter into the gates, into the city of God? What brings heaven to us? Friends, the reason why we can go to heaven is because Jesus left heaven. Traded the throne of glory for a criminal's cross. That's why we can go to heaven. We can go to heaven, brothers and sisters, because Jesus traded the royal scepter to take our rusty nails. Because of this, we can go to heaven. We can go there because Jesus left the adoration and admiration of holy angels to be rejected and even spit upon by sinful humanity. That's why we can go to heaven. We can go to heaven because Jesus left the streets of gold to climb up Mount Calvary. That's why we can go to heaven. He stepped off of that throne of glory to die on a cruel cross. He laid aside his golden crown to wear our crown of thorns. And because of this, he won for us the crown of life. And one day, soon, Jesus will take that golden crown. When we cross the finish line, entering into the gates into the city, Jesus will be there to meet us. And then he will place that golden crown upon our brow. Now, friends, can you imagine your Creator coming to you and placing that crown upon your brow? And as you look into the eyes of Jesus, as you behold the face of God, then he speaks those beautiful words to you. Well done. Not well said. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in that which is least. I'll make you ruler over much. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, and we will be there forever and ever and ever. Friends, by God's grace, I'm going to heaven. How many of you are going to heaven with me? Are you going to be there? Are you sure you're going to be there? Well, if you're planning on going there, I invite you to stand right now, and I invite you to come right now to the front. Would you please come right now? We're going to end this seminar together right up here in prayer. Would you come? Come. Those who are planning on going to heaven, let's come together. Let us come together. Come together. I have a few more things to share with you, and then we're going to pray. Amen. People are coming. You guys want to scoot over this way? Make room for everyone. We're going to try and fit as many people as we can. Now you need to get into a position where you can see my face. Because I'm not done yet. Hello. Squeeze together. Would you please come closer? Right here. Right here. Come. Squeeze together. Squeeze back some more so we can fit more people. All right, we'll squeeze together. Some more. There's space here. Please squeeze together, folks. The Bible says that narrow is the gate. So we have to squeeze. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Come together. Press. Some more. Some more. Some more. Some more. Some more. Get close to each other. Don't worry. Those who sweat together, stick together. Isn't that right? Others are still coming. Get as close as you can. Close as you can. Close as you can. Want to move back a little bit? There's still room on that side. There's still room over here. Want to move back, make some more room. We're going to pray together. We're going to close. We're almost finished. Friends, I'm going to miss you folks. It's been a privilege. It's been a blessing. God has met with us, hasn't He? The Lord has answered prayer. Holy Spirit has been in this place and will continue to be in this place. Now, as we come together tonight in closing this seminar, let us close it with a special prayer of commitment that by God's grace, this same gathering will take place again in the presence of God.
Amen.
Friends, I want you to think for a moment what it would be like if when we get to heaven, someone is missing. It's just not going to be the same, folks. It's just not going to be the same. What I want you to do right now is I want you to go ahead and look into the eyes and faces of those around you. Take a close and careful look. Go ahead and look. Look into each other's eyes and faces. And as you continue to look, can you imagine if the face that you see beside you, in front of you, behind you, that you see right now, can you imagine that face you see right now, can you imagine not seeing that face in heaven? What a terrible thought. Now I want you to look into my face. So look into yours. As I look into your faces, I'm asking God to ingrain your face in my mind. Because when I get to heaven, I'll look for it. I cannot promise to remember all your names. It's a little bit hard. But I can't promise to remember your face. And as you look into mine, as I look into yours, I'm going to pray I'll see yours. Would you please pray you'll see mine? I'm not indispensable. God can use somebody else if I'm not faithful. I need your prayers. And so tonight, let us make a commitment to each other and to Jesus that this is not goodbye forever. See you later. Ahuyo. Meet you in heaven. And right now we want to pray a prayer that is absolutely important but sometimes can be dangerous. Our prayer tonight, Lord, do whatever it takes so that we can all be there. Because heaven is cheap enough. Whatever it takes, Lord, in our lives, just do it. It's going to break my heart if you're not there. It's going to break Jesus' heart. So why don't you put your arm around someone? We're all family, aren't we? And let us pray. Let us pray this prayer as we close. Father, thank you so much for what you've done, for being such a good God, for speaking to us and giving us the willingness and the power to respond to your invitation. Lord, I thank you personally for my family here in Maui. I'm already missing them, Lord. Tomorrow's not promised. There's no guarantee that we'll wake up tomorrow morning. So, Lord, if tonight is my final time to see them, would you watch between us as we're absent one from another? Keep us safe. Keep us in your hands. And Lord, tonight our prayer is simple. Would you please do whatever it takes to save us? Lord, if we are so stubborn and hard-headed that you have to allow affliction to wake us up, if we have to be stripped from every earthly thing like Job, in order for us to recognize our need of you. Do it, Lord, because we realize that heaven is still cheap enough. But Lord, help us to be quick learners. Help us not to have to go through affliction in order to be faithful to you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in prosperity and adversity alike. God, please, make us ready for your kingdom. And I want to pray for this church body. Lord, I pray that you'd fill them with the power of your Spirit. I pray that you would unite them together as one, that they would go forth in the Spirit and power of Jesus with the word of truth, so that by the time next year comes, this same circle would be increased, that we can reach our family members and friends for your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you please save our children. We can't imagine heaven without them. Lord, please save our young ones. Save our spouses and our brothers and our sisters, our family members and our friends and our co-workers and our classmates. Lord, please use us to be a conduit of your grace, a channel of your love, a messenger of your mercy. I pray, Lord, a special blessing upon these, your children. Be with them. As I leave, will you please continue to guide them, and may we all be in heaven together. That's our prayer, Lord. I've said enough. Lord, you know the desire of our hearts. Please save us. Take us home. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired. We want to go home, dear God. So please, please come again. But we know, Lord, that there's still work to be done. There's still individuals that must hear the things that we have heard, that must see the things that we have seen, that must know the things that we know. And so, Lord, please help us not to be selfish and keep it to ourselves. Help us to take this message of truth and grace and power to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, and help us to start in our own families, in our own communities, in our neighborhoods, in our workplace, in our schools. Lord, please use us and bless us. Keep us now as we dismiss. We thank you for the hope. In Jesus' name we pray. That all of God's children say,